Finally, my dearly beloved, I would like to end this particular chapter with a real story that I promised to share with you earlier, the story of a New Zealander missionary. His name is Ian McCormack. This is a very powerful story and is a real story. And you can check with internet yourself, Ian McCormack. The story begins that Ian McCormack was in total darkness. He was a man of absolute sin and committed all kind of sins you can think of. And he said that through his mouth. But the difference is this. He has a mother that is a godly mother who prays for his son for 20 long years. And his mom believes that every single prayer that she makes will be answered. And so it takes 20 long years of prayer sometimes, my dearly beloved, for a prayer to be answered. So one day it so happened that Ian McCormack, who loved the world and enjoyed himself, of course, running around left and right all over parts of the world, he went to Mauritius, beautiful island close to Africa, around Africa. And as he dived down into the ocean to get crabs and lobsters, to enjoy and barbecue and enjoy a nice big feast, it so happened he did not know there was a box jellyfish as he was diving underneath ocean. As he touched that box jellyfish, he was intoxicated immediately. Box jellyfish is the most toxic creature that kills 70 Australian men as a matter of 10 minutes. Immediately, half his body went dead. As the toxin crept through his body, he tried to come up to the surface for help, to run to the hospital for help. As he took a taxi, trying to go to the hospital, the taxi man finally pushed him out of the door, discovering that he has no money. No money means no talk and no arriving to the hospital. So finally, he tried to grope with his life and hear the voice of the Lord speaking to him to fight through. It was the voice of Jesus. As he went to the hotel, he saw a group of Chinese men playing mahjong, or gambling rather. And he asked the man to please send him to the hospital. But the men were laughing at him, thinking that he was drunk or took some drugs because he looked all reddish. He was so angry, he wanted to beat up the Chinese fella. However, the voice of the Lord Jesus came back to his ear that says, "Son, if you do that, the toxic will arrive and reach to your heart. It'll kill you." So he turned away his face. Even though he was angry, he dare not kill himself because the toxin will soon kill him. However, finally he got to the ambulance to the hospital. What is amazing is God began to speak to him on the trip to the hospital in the ambulance. He saw in the ambulance the visions of himself being a little child. And he heard a voice that says, "Son, do you believe in God?" And he said in his heart, "Which God?" Then he saw himself being in Sunday school. "Oh, Jesus." He said, "That must be Jesus." And said, "Yes." As he responded yes to the Lord Jesus through that visions, he saw another visions. That was the visions that was for the taxi man who threw him out of the door earlier because he didn't have any money. As he saw that vision, he heard a voice. "Son, do you forgive this man?" And Ian McCormack responded, "Yes." And then another vision came forward and saw the Chinese men that laugh at him and refuses to bring him to the hospital. And heard the voice of the Lord says, "Son, do you also forgive this one?" And he said, "Yes." Ian McCormack was very well aware that he was dying. His body was shutting down because all of these visions coming to him was in the ambulance towards the hospital. As he arrived in the hospital, the doctors told him, "Do not close your eyes. If you close your eyes, you will die instantly." However, Ian McCormick was so exhausted. He thought to himself, "Let me just close my eyes for 1 minute." Little did he know, when he closed his eyes, he's gone into another world. He found himself in the room of darkness. Just like John 1 says, in darkness. He didn't know where he was. He thought he was in the hospital. My dear friend, you still have a memory even though you're in hell. That's where he was. So he began to walk in that room looking for a switch, thinking that he was in the hospital. As he walked and walked and walked, he realized he was not in the hospital. Then he said, "Where am I?" "Let me touch my hand," he said. And he put his hand across, and there was no form of hands whatsoever. And he said, "Let me touch my face." And he discovered there was no forms of face whatsoever. "Where am I?" he said. All of a sudden, he saw many, many eyes watching, staring back at him. And he heard a very loud, crude, rude voice from the devil. And the devil said, "Shut up, you deserve to be here." My dear friend, that kind of remark is commonly heard in the world, isn't it? "Shut up, you deserve to be here." The rude words that comes from the devil. He is the father of all rudeness and crudeness, incidentally, and of course, ferociousness. Anyhow, Ian McCormick heard that remark from the devil, and he said, "But I believe in Jesus." All of a sudden, his body was being taken into heaven. And it is in heaven that he experiences bright light. There was no darkness, right the opposite, all light. It was bright light, and he's experiencing the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, the wind blowing at him with the quality and the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. He's experiencing the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, which include love, joy, peace, long sufferings, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. At that point of time, he felt ashamed because he remembered all the deeds, the evil deeds and the sins he committed on earth. He remembered them and he felt ashamed. However, he saw from a distant away a bright light, and the voice comes to him, the very same voice that was on earth that he heard previously. And God the Father says, "Ian McCormick, come here." You see, God loves us and knows his sheep by the name, the book of John tells us. He knows and called Ian, not just Ian, but Ian McCormick. Isn't that interesting that God knows every single one of us? He even knows all his sparrows, you know. All the animals and the birds he created, let alone us, his children. So don't feel that God doesn't know you. God knows you. I guarantee that. That's how he calls Ian McCormick. "Ian McCormick, come here." So Ian began to move towards that bright light and that voice. And he said, "This must be God the Father." As he came forward to see God and the Lord Jesus himself, super shiny on the face of the Lord, super shiny, you can't really see that face. He said that face looks like the sun in 10,000 times. Can you imagine that? Of course, his body was full of shine. And that's how our Lord in the original spiritual form looked like. And he saw the New Jerusalem. Beautiful. That's where our God will bring us someday. Mansions, just like Jesus said in the Word of God. Beautiful mansion, and the green grass has got no dirt or soil. Green and beautiful. And Ian would like to step in there. But God the Father said, no, 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 not yet. Look, here, he saw the vision of the mother praying for him. My dearly beloved, every single prayers of the saints are remembered by the Lord God in heaven. And God the Father says, no, you cannot go into the New Jerusalem, not yet, because your mother would be sad. She has been praying for you for 20 years, you see. Every single actions that we do are remembered by God the Father and, of course, our Lord Jesus. Now God says, what I want you to do is I want you to go back into the earth and read and study the scripture and witness for me. My dearly beloved, the word of God comes from heaven. It is not from the earth. The word of God is infallible. Don't let Satan lie to you. There is no mistake in the word of God. I'm not talking about the typing. I'm talking about the essence. The message of the word of God is infallible. And it is a life. The Holy Spirit can speak to you of the things of the future through the word of God, which is what I've experienced in my past many, many testimonies. And I shall share with you one at a time in every single messages. Whenever the Holy Spirit leads me to do that. And so God the Father have instructed Ian McCormick to read the Bible and study the Bible very, very well and share and witness for Jesus. And Ian McCormick said to the Father, Lord, I don't want to be crippled. You see, the box jellyfish can cripple the body badly. I don't want to be crippled if you tell me to do that. All of a sudden, he was back in his body, covered with a piece of white cloth, declared dead for 20 minutes, at least 15 to 20 minutes. And the doctor was shocked, who certified death certificate on this man, on Ian himself, flee out the room when Ian came back to life. Of course, a dead person can never come back to life like Ian, the doctor was thinking, right? My dearly beloved, my friend, this story is real. And Ian became a totally transformed man, just like Saul to Paul. He wept every time he shared the story and wherever he preaches as a missionary. I pray today when you hear this story, you choose to believe in Jesus while there is time. Because if there is no more time into eternity with hell and lake of fire, that is not funny, my dearly beloved. Hell and eternity. Without Jesus, there is no way you can even do anything by that time. It is too late. May I petition before you to believe in Jesus? May I petition before you to humble yourself and cry to God for all the sins, just like Ian McCormick. He that transformed Saul to Paul and Ian McCormick, he can transform you. If you have had sins, don't worry. The Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, will transform you. I have been transformed. Paul has been transformed. So is Ian McCormick. And the Word of God is so powerful. It can transform our mind and remove the lies of Satan by just studying the scripture, petitioning for the Holy Spirit to come through into our heart as being born again children of God.